Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I could last for long.
Okay, and here we are, another day, listening to the Block Talk Radio Network and Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Tim Aldred, and another day. What do you have to tell me today? Anything on your mind? You want to call me? 347-850-1358. Okay, now I keep on saying something that is especially an important thing, you know, very often I say it, and I'm amazed at how people refuse to talk, you know. It amazed me. And let me tell you something that happened yesterday. Somebody wrote to me. And I have been looking to find I've been looking to find a response back from the person who wrote to me, and what the person said to me make me smile. However, the person said to me, speak in plural, not just the individual alone. Said, we, we are laughing at you. So I say, well, I'm smiling about what you said to me. So I make, you know, a few statements, which is, you know, like befriending this person. And then I said, all right, well, will you tell me what make you laugh? Why you are laughing at me? Right? Tell me why you're laughing at me. And I'm looking back to hear from this person. I haven't heard anything yet. But at the rate that these people, the energy, like their energy is high, you know, telling, we're laughing at you. I thought, you know, I said, well, you know, I'm looking forward for us to have a good conversation about this. But I haven't seen any response. Well, a few weeks ago, I had two memorable two memorable people who wrote reply to me, and one started off, you know, pretty good. However, I asked this person to tell me what species he is from. Well, I, you know, the voice, it's like the voice of a male, so I'll just assume that was a man. And from I asked that question, which is a simple question. It should be a simple question. The person begin to get busy, you know. Now the person is busy, and it's like, you know, they'll have to, like, you know, take a little time to give me the answer. And this person came back to me quite a few times, you know, very courteous, and said, you know, make excuses why they're still busy and unable to, like, write and tell me the answer to what I asked. Didn't have any problem with it. The person appears to be willing to answer. I don't any judgment as to why this person is getting busy now and, you know, like incapacitated. No, it just didn't feel so good. But, you know, I can't judge what's going on with this person. So I'm waiting until I don't hear any more back from that person. Whether they're the person is dead or alive, I don't know. But I don't, you know, it just went on like telling me little pacifier things, you know, hoping that, okay, this person may come true. But it has not. So now I am just about give up. I think the person is having a problem with the answer they need to give me, and that is causing the problem. Instead of just telling me what the situation is, they like hold me out on a promise to tell me. All right, there is another person that I wrote to, and this is a well-known person. I don't, you know what? I think I got to tell you. I have to tell you this. I shouldn't keep this a secret. You must, or you not must, but you probably seen this gentleman. He's an astrophysicist. And I listened to him. Over the years, I've been knowing him. And lately, I listened to him. And, you know, I admire this gentleman. So, by listening to him, I ask him about certain things that he said. He used this vocabulary word, believe. Like, he believed this, he believed that, right? So, I said, if he didn't, like, if I didn't know his general concept about life or worldview, I would think he would be a Christian, because Christians usually talk about they believe this, they believe that. And I know that's, you know, doesn't make any sense. So you believe something, and whether or not you have a knowledge of the thing, why you keep on saying you believe? Now, if you're talking about something that you know for sure, yeah, you can believe it. But why represent it as a belief when you're living in a world where people are, well, well, it's I think it's a societal thing, church thing, that teaches people to use believe in the place of knowledge. So, being as I am concentrated on using words in the most wholesome way, I learned to not say believe, because if you keep on saying believe and somebody they do not let you know that it is a knowledge they have, you will just think that they believe like church people, because church people say they believe all the time, and it is understood that their belief is about something, not that they know anything about that, but they are telling you that they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And these things that Christians say they believe in the Bible, they don't know nothing about it. Not even a dust of a gravel. So it becomes something that I object to, you know what I mean? When you don't know, you don't know. So I'll do the favor to ask and then query it with the person, and therefore we can all get to know some things that we would not otherwise pay attention to. So I asked this person, this man, Neil DeGrasse. You probably know the name, right? So this is the man that tells you about the stars, the heavens above, and the planetary and system and how things work. This guy, I don't take him lightly at all. And he speaks of a lot of ideas that I like. You know, because the little knowledge I have of certain things and concept that I have that he would speak of, he has that same concept. I have a high rating for him. That he's somebody that is not lying to you about anything. You know, he sounds very solid and very assured of what he's saying. But when I ask him this question about belief, I tell him that he keep on saying believe, and you know, in a sense where you would expect him to say knowledge. He has a knowledge of something. He doesn't say knowledge. He say believe. I believe. You don't talk like a Christian like that and be taken very, very seriously by me. No, but you know, you see, when I ask him that, you know, I'm not being disrespectful or not like that. No, it's about knowledge. I mean, I am learning things, and when I learn things, especially coming out of the BCE era, and now we are under what is called AD Anadamani, which is no more than, you know, uncivilized era. You know, the civilized era is BC era, right? Where everything about civilization come from is back there. Under what them call AD Anadamani is sodomite, white people stuff. They don't know anything, and they claim that they know everything. They're taking over the world. You see what I mean? No, I'm not going to, like, stand by and watch people downgrade what is civilization, and like they come in with Christmas and Easter and Jesus. These are all sodomite stuff. Jesus and God and stuff. I mean, I grew up in the church too. So nobody, you know, nobody needs to think that I am not a nice person and this and that. No, listen, I tell you the truth. White people are criminals. If you think I'm wrong, take me up on it. Okay? White people are uncivilized and they are criminals. It doesn't matter how much business you see they're running out there. I am telling you, 100% white people are criminals. And they are uncivilized.
They are sodomites. And that's all there is to it. Okay? And the first thing I'm going to use and show it to you that they are is the Bible. Because they don't read the Bible and know what the Bible is saying. Because they are uncivilized. They're coming from apes. So what get them where they are is because they are uncivilized and they are, you know, trying to be like they are the most civilized people. And they know to, like, scare the African people out of their wits. And we don't know anything. We don't have a government to protect us or not like that. They take over and begin to dominate us. We're coming to the point it's over and done with. Because they can't really face what, let's say, a legal jurisdiction. They don't know what everything that white people take up. They learn it from the African people. And because we are not a people of certain type of thinking or attitude, they just move in and begin to, like, I mean, do all kind of stuff to us. You see what I mean? And they swear that everything they are doing, they are right. Just like how they fuck asshole and think that they are right to do it. And see, they're making law to marry two men. They brag about, you know, I mean, sodomy. They brag about it. Now, why are we to accept them doing that when they are the one who chase us down, destroy our life completely over 100,000 years, and we do nothing about it? And because we do nothing about it, they keep on doing it. Well, there will come a time, and I think the time has come. White people are criminals. They need to go back and to their quarantine in Europe. White people must be quarantined, because they, if you look and see how much disease and stuff they use to kill the African people, and yet still African people, days and sun, they don't really know anything because of that very same bad blood that got into our system. And we behave like we don't understand that. Look at white people. Why do you think African people behave like they don't know that they are a product of Africa and migrate out to the Western world? They behave like they don't know that. To understand that the reason why white people are here, it is because 100,000 years, they mingle with our people and give them bad blood and full of disease. So whatever, almost 4 million years, these species around, and they never talk no language until they interfered with our people, and somehow sexually their bad blood get into our system, and here we don't have no sense. We don't have no government, no nothing, like, and they claim, you know, they take over Africa too, and because Africa, them for them brain not working, and them just give over government to these sodomite fucking ass idiot primates hominid them. You see what I mean? So now it's just for us to, like, wake up and know. But we gone into everything now, like. These are all of the sports and things like that these white people are promoting. You know, the white man, them govern all of these things. Football and blah, 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 blah. Right? Black people, and this, we think we are all that. We were all that. It's not good to lose your mental bearings. It's not good. I mean, I stumble and grope against the wall from when I was small. But thank the good Lord, my brain was not defiled in such a way that I couldn't learn greater knowledge than what the Bible talk about. And it is about learning words and know what words are saying, right? All the years that people read the Bible and call it the Word of God and don't know better, that was my case. I can tell you it's not anymore, because what I read, I'm only going to say what I read. It's not a good situation. Not a good situation. And now, the most educated African people, they have to be on the certificate of these sodomite white people who say they have government. The point is, anytime it comes out that AD and Adamani is not a symbol of government, it will be the end of these white people, because they are using something that is clearly gas to say they're running government. It don't set for no civilized foundation. You see, then I talk about this. Everything is fictional. What white people believe, it's fictional. So there's no real tangible thing behind what they are believing in. And so they pass on that stupid belief to everybody, where there is nothing material under what they are calling government. You know, so we have government that take care of people hundreds of thousands of years before they come along. Oh, yeah. It's just tormenting. Tormenting. When I talk to the gentleman, Neil DeGrasse, and ask him about the difference between belief and knowledge, I ask him, have you, when you, you know, because now I have to like speak of his education, because what the world know DeGrasse for is the type of profession that he is in. He's an astrophysicist. He know a lot of science things about the way life functions, right? What goes along with that is proper word use. And I understand that he is affected by AD and Adamani system, where he goes to, let's say, a university or a college and get his education. And he's also, along with part of his education, he is, you know, missing some little things that he should have known. You know, that words must be classified and used so that you don't mix up one thing with something else. Definitely, if you keep on talking about church and talk about church in the context that, you know, I mean, a religion, if you represent church as religion, that's not proper speaking at all. Because indeed, just as you have the difference between BC era and AD era, that is how different church and religion is. One belong to prehistory. Religion belong to prehistory. Religion is not a AD and Adamani foolishness word. So you have to separate the distinction between religion and church. Or if you talk about the Elohim gods, though they you know, plaster the Bible with the, you know, with the defaming use of Elohim, but you know, this era of Eddie and Adamani has no use for Elohim. You see, because they messed up the difference between church and hominid. Elohim. You see what I mean? Elohim that they have in the Bible, they twist up Elohim from the plural that God represents and call it now monotheism, God. These homosexual, they don't have any sense. And that's how they destroy our civilized world. You see what I mean? And they got it all now, man. They got it all. That's what they think. They think they make up everything and say that's the way it's supposed to be. Where they're coming from with that? 509 BC, right? We don't have anybody to take up the truth about history and civilization. We don't have anybody because Dio Grissi, as you can see, he will talk good things. But guess what? We will never be able to make use of the good things that he's talking about. Because what? He's compromising. Dio Grissi is compromising the distinct classification and distinction of the use of words in general. Because when you do that, when you call church religion and call religion church, you are destroying a virtue of liberty, justice, and everything like that. Because you're going to use these things in the way that the people who are handling justice and equity, you know, you take it into those areas and somebody get abused when you don't use these words and make sure that you don't bring BCE into AD Anno Domini, because it's a different calendar that the BCE the BC calendar is not the same as a moon calendar. There is no moon calendar. That's very, very uncivilized to say you're using the moon to make a calendar. But these faggot batty fuckers, they find it good to do that and leave our proper universal solar 12 hours of the zodiac calendar. They don't want that. They want to tell you about. And this Pope is a hard-nosed fucking idiot. And that's who we are worshiping when we worship Christianity. On top of moon calendar worship Christianity, the Pope. So so when you put a man like the Greasy, who failed to use a word, to use the word believe, when he don't use that right, it's not because he's not educated, but something wrong with his education. So what do you think happened? When I asked the Greasy about, has he ever taken a class on how to believe something and how to not believe in it? First, he was confused. He doesn't know what I'm asking him. And it is as clear, but fact that he's not accustomed to nobody talk like that. You know, he was like, yeah, what do you mean? I don't understand you. When I said to him, I think the second time, same thing, did you take a class? Where they teach you how to believe and how not to believe. And then it dawned upon him and said, oh, so you're asking me such and such? And he said, no, I've never taken a class like that. Then he followed up by saying, but I don't know what type of class that would be. Now, he made it worse when he said that. The fact that he said he doesn't know what type of class that would be. He never took one, and he doesn't know what type of class that would be. You know what? I feel sorry for this guy. I do feel sorry for him. Because, you know, one thing I would love was that my parents were not Christians. These fucking batty people, Christianity, they turn us into such idiots that it's hard to get us to not believe in Jesus and Christmas and Easter and stuff like that. And these are all graveyard type of nonsense. You see what I mean? So people of higher education like that go and get certificate from these white body fucking white people them, get into our civilized education and turn it upside down. And then they're getting us to fuck ass us. They get us to respect homosexuality. You know, see what I mean? When we belong to a different taxonomic species, and they come and begin to fuck our people and destroy our brain. You see, so now they like to fuck us all. They're getting us into it, and they have all the money that belong to us and put us out into poverty and stuff like that. So some weak people, they will go and talk about and give their ass to fuck if they get money. This is painful. This is very painful. They come from a culture where fucking body is okay. That's their culture. That's their blood. We don't have that blood. We don't have the brain to fuck asshole. Okay? And you look at these folks. Look at them. You don't know the difference. No. I don't see the Grissy down on that level there. You know? It just shows the degree to which this Sodomite society, AD and Adam and the Bible, you know, down really grade, really, what do you call it? Relegate us into nothing. And allow these white people to come and use little tricks on us. Look at tricks. We have laws. Like, you know, something like this, I would like to talk to Dear Grissy. A man like him should have, and like Colin Powell, they should have done, kick out these fucking, idiot white people out of our settlement long time ago. A greater power of civilized reason. Why are we under them? You know what I mean? Why are we under them? And simple little question would have just drive them out from among us long time ago. They should not have found a way to talk about they set up government with constitution. Because we have a government. What are we doing with constitution? We have the history in the world history textbook right now. And you have the laws of king that govern. What are we doing with this fucking stinking ass white people constitution about 14th Amendment? And you don't even get the provision that they say belongs to you as an African person. They're not giving it to you. You see? Because they are keeping everything and satisfy their color white supremacy. And we are here struggling, don't know A from B.
You hear me talking? And you hear me talking? And I am determined. Whichever time, you know, when time is ended, so it be. But as long as I am breathing a breath,
these white people need to go. They need to go. I mean, they talk so sublime about Jesus and Jesus this and Jesus that. It is as true as they fucking asshole. Look at where they come from. If you know where they coming from. You see what I mean? What now? I mean, you're out there now with, you know, look. Their Titanic is sinking. White people rule. Titanic rule. Is going down because they don't hit the iceberg. They hit the iceberg long time when people are seeing that something is wrong with these honest fucking white people. Okay? How did they come to take over education and all these institutions where it's only the Elohim God from above established these things? Kingship government. And they are coming now and talk about, they make so much progress now. How did they make this progress? We don't know. And it seems that the world is a textbook. Guess what? I began to read it. And I begin to find out. That's the reason why, you see, it's just me, you here. I mean, talking about this and hungry about this because it's just me. Just start to read the other day and begin to find out. You see what I mean? And they now talk to us like, you know, we don't, they are way above us and stuff like that. No, but you know what? I have the shovel underneath their root. Because they come here and fucking dog and making laws to rule us, and you know that's not possible. Okay? They fucking each other's body. And there is no place in civilization that accommodate those kind of a culture that they have. You see? So it goes to show you how bad it is. That of civilization, who can talk? These people never born talking. Like I told you, almost 4 million years, their species never talk. So how did they come to talk? There's a history about that. But nobody wants to read and find out anything. And now they're tumbling and falling over themselves. And see our people, you know, this guy was going to take Pelosi's place? Yeah. He's a African dude, right? Yeah, and he's right under these sodomite white people to work for their government. Because what? He don't see. I mean, they just don't bury his mind. He's good enough to take over Pelosi's seat, right? But he don't see himself to be a king. You see what I mean? If he knew what he was supposed to know, that's not what he would have done. He would take over the government of this country, right? And not just here, but spread out the kingship government over the world and drive them back into the cave where they come from. You see what I mean? Because he would have the authority to do it. We have the laws and everything is all there. There's nothing missing from us, saving the fact that we lose our brain and maybe using 10% of our brain. But we have cerebrum, cerebellum, brain. What kind of brain these white people have? How long did it take them to talk and learn about civilized way of life? How long? Point is, there is just nobody out there to find anything to say, you know, what I'm saying is not true. No, you just can't. When I say Obama make Supreme Court to pass law to marry, cultural homosexual. Two men walking like a man and a woman. You know, and now we are so damaged that we cannot hold no turf to say, look, we are different species from yours. You don't even hear nobody talk about a species. And what differentiate dog from a lion. You know, they may kind of look, you know, have resemblance in their makeup, but they are a different species. You see, they're different species. So the idea of what the way we are carrying on is like we develop like some animals out there, and that's not the truth. But when these honest fucking white people give rhesus blood and come with all kind of a disease where them come with, we perish in a seat. We perish. And we think because we have this, we work hard and have some money, and yeah, we think that if we work hard and have money, that we think we should, you know, we have to go learn to work hard now and have something now. No, we don't think that we have every single thing right to our fingertips, but we turn fool. You see, and knowledge is power, you know, and it is the knowledge where these white people build up over time. You know from when? You know from when? But I know from when. And it's not long ago since I learned, because if I learned this when I was a boy, I would have fixed this world long time. You see? And I don't mean that I would be a king or nothing like that, because all you need to do is have people who are capable of doing the job and let they, with their qualification, do it. You see what I mean? These white people come and use them brain and take on power and stuff like that. They kill the Chinese, right? And everything, and they go and kill Saddam. They make law to kill us. And up to this day, I don't hear African people say nothing about it. Kill you, use the police them and kill you, and call themselves white supremacy, and they bask and boast about it. You see what I mean? And you're not going to see none of them give me a chance to call me and talk to me about it. Yeah, my friends. Italia, let me tell you something. It seems so far-fetched. You know what I mean? It is so far-fetched. Far-fetched that it's hard to, I mean, unless you go to some class or read and find out. But at the rate of how things are set up now, if I tell you that AD and a Domini is not government. You don't know what I'm talking about. And you expect you're going to go to the post office and you go to all of these other establishments and you think that is legitimate establishment. And it's not. It's not. And you're doing everything under AD and a Domini because these fucking asshole people decide they're government. You would have to know for sure that is not true and turn them upside down. Because all you see they're doing, the music and everything, they learn it from us, every single thing. And they're going on like, they're the one that bring civilization in the world. And, oh God, it is painfully numbing.
I tell you about this where we are away from civilization, miles away from civilization, because once the brain is affected. And you would have to go through therapy, serious therapy, to get your senses back to work the way it's supposed to. So I always talk these things because it is like doing therapy, that you hear something over and over again and you begin to take note of what you're hearing, and then it will stay with you. It is so with me that I begin to read and I begin to like digest and follow what I read, but everybody clearly is not like that, you know. But there are a few people who do the same thing and, you know, have a problem with them to catch on and learn by themselves, or if they hear somebody who has been doing some reasoning like they do, they will get with the program anywhere they see or hear something. You know, they can gather knowledge anywhere they hear it to. I talk about the link that I have. It is a link by some scientists in South Africa. And from what I understand, these South Africans they are very serious about civilization. But these AD and a Domini uncivilized sodomite is the worst thing, that they take over government, which it's impossible for them to do. But they make up what they want to make up. And because Africa over there is in a coma, none of the 54 countries in Africa can discipline the white people
And the white people, them are 100% sodomite, fucking asshole, and companion with dogs and everything. And they become government over kingship government? You got to be kidding me. So I talk about this because we have a lot of things that tumbling over, and we shouldn't. And this link is able to, like, bring us out of the woods. But it's hard, my friend, because as Christmas and Easter and these things that are not civilized get into us, and that's what we're accustomed to now, some people, they just cannot, they will not into thinking about from an academic point of view. They will not accommodate no anti-Jesus argument, because that is solidly, you know, I mean, has its own penetrable power, or what do you call it, super glue into people's conviction that Jesus is true. And even if you would be able to get them to understand something different, if they would pay attention and give a time a day, things would be different. But a lot of people, they don't have what it takes. They don't have the capacity. And therefore, it's a no-go. And that's bad. Because if civilization, not if, but civilization came about at a certain time, and to have these hominin white people turn around, change what is true into a lie. I offer the link for people to read it, because this is not a fictional thing. This is a fact of civilization in South Florida. Not South Florida, but I mean in South Africa. And if you are not able to pay attention to something and get to understand and turn around in the right direction using your own thinking. You don't just, if you believe something and that's all you know, you don't just give up your beliefs, so, and go run on to something another belief. No, you want knowledge now. So if when you find out that the world is not as you see it, you want word to guide you by knowing what is the problem with what you believe. And you think it's a knowledge. You want to know that. So I am not saying you are to go from one belief to another and keep on the cycle. No, I'm talking about that words will let you identify what is a lie and will let you know what the truth is. You want to know anthropic identity. And anthropology identity. We need to know that, because we will die a fool and thinking that Jesus Christ died for your sin. And since I'm reading, I find it so easy now, you know, to see. But I cannot tell you that it wasn't easy at first, because there's a lot that you're thinking when you begin to, you know, to siphon, you know, a certain smell and search into the reasoning. You see? And it's after you get a little here and a little here, a little there, and you put everything together as you go along. Now, after I came along and observing this type of reasoning, it becomes easy, you know? And you have to just know that you can't bother or intrude upon other people who still have what you did believe in. So you have got to be gentle and patient with people and allow them, if they can adjust to a better knowledge, let them do it at their pace. You know what I mean? And so, right here, I keep on reminding people. Earth International Research Society welcomes our newest member, Michael Tellinger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. What do you make of this? It is something for a human being to consider, the entirety of what this means to your view about the world and people. When he talks about civilization, what do you think civilization is? Civilization is not the trees, nor the water, or nothing like that you see out there. Civilization is a knowledge. Civilization is a knowledge. It's something that is in your blood. And the brain that you have that allows you to behave like a civilized person. That's basically what you're talking about. White people never evolved civilized. And when you read in the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden, that's not talking about uncivilized people. Adam and Eve that they're talking about in the Bible, they're not telling you the whole truth about that. But white people, again, use African people They use African people as a, that they walk on. You see? Because they don't have, no, we are created under law, government law. And nobody's telling you that. You don't have anybody to tell you that. All of us succumb under slavery because our government in Africa turned idiot 100,000 years ago. It is a fact. Do you think we could have ruled by kings and all the civilization of Sumerians and Mesopotamian and China, you know, Chinese and Indians and so forth and so on? All of us are subgroups of the hybridization blood. And nobody, how could we excel before these folks are talking? They never talk. It took me some time to read and gather all this knowledge about, you know, what history says. And white people don't have no history to tell you about themselves, because everything they have is our lies. They don't want you to know. And if you don't know anything, it make it easier for them not to make you know. You see what I mean? But when they come, you know, and talking about they're ruling the world. Oh, no, 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 no. No, that's not true. That is just not true. And it is as such that you shouldn't feel intimidated to identify with who you are. So when I'm telling you about these scientists who just the other day, about some 10 years ago, that they did this research in South Africa. They are from South Africa. But look, these white people who set up the churches, when I tell you that these white people have got to go, that's right, man. White people must leave. And look, they have to leave. There is no way I can say it is okay for white people to be among us. I can't say that. I cannot say that. And I can't say that our people who could make a difference did not make no difference. So if anything is to happen, we here today will have to do it. But if you want to hug sodomite white people and make them tell you all kind of a disrespectful things, that you must put up with them and like say, well, if you don't like it, go about your business. No, we're not into that. We're not into that. They don't have no legal right to be here and fresh with us. So if you want to think that, okay, we don't have anything going for us, that's not true. You probably want to remain dumb and don't want to find out, but it don't work like that. It doesn't work like that. You know, they are becoming ruler over what we have, and we have sense to stop it. Oh, they don't want us to think that we have anything at all. They want us to think that they are the ones that have the upper hand. You see, but when we know, we know. When we don't know, we don't know. You see what I mean? And if I'm coming out and tell you, like I'm telling you right now. No, you know what? Only if I drop Boop dead from any cause, they'll get away. I mean, let's say, with whatever I portend, yeah, they could get away if me drop Boop dead. You see? And I'm not the only person in the world that fits the mold to function this way. You see what I mean? So I can only talk for myself. That what I know now, you know, somebody can come and see the same thing and we all see the same thing. Our knowledge is the same, and whatever we believe by what the knowledge is, that's fine. That's when you are to believe something is after you have knowledge. You don't believe first and then you look knowledge. And so you seek to know first. You see what I mean? But if your head don't have it together, that's the way you must go about things. Well, you're not going to make it. You can't make it. You see what I mean? So Now, you know, Bob Marley, it's a pity that Bob Marley didn't discover and Peter Touch on these guys. These guys were onto something, but the Marcus Garvey didn't help them. And what's his name there? King. Where the Rasta man them like, you know, into Ethiopia. You know what I mean? Empire of Selassie. Look. Empire Selassie lost his mind just like everybody else. And grabbing after a straw. They didn't see and find out what happened to the hybrid people like himself and to retain our government. No, they didn't find out. We are in a position to find out because we just need to know. And knowledge is going to be a power that fixes up everything the way it's supposed to be. So I tell you about Michael Challenger, the scientist over in South Africa. And if you're not interested in it, if you don't know what it is, and when you hear people talking about civilization, you don't know what they're talking about, this is education. To teach you what civilization is and how it came about, right? So they came from Mpumalanga, South Africa, right? And this is what a little of what they do on this research. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization. Not human being, immortal gods, but not us. Okay, and it's not talking about no spirit, you know, out of the body now. It's talking about beings like us because it's we are made in their image and likeness. What do you want out of that? You think that what you read in the Bible about a God, you are created in the image of that God in the Bible. That God in the Bible doesn't have any image or likeness at all because there is a spirit. So you got to see how your mind is dull and not seeing what you see. When you say you're a Christian, you are reading that the Bible says God make you in the image and likeness. What is the image and likeness of a God who is a spirit? A ghost. A ghost. You don't know what you believe in and you're always confused. That's why when you read about these foolishness in the Bible, like wise men, you know, follow a star to go give the baby gifts of frankincense and myrrh and stuff like that. You believe that? You believe that? And there is stupidity in what you're reading and you don't find out. You see what I mean? That's what, why these white people turn wealthy and rich because we turn idiot. When I tell you 100,000 years ago with their bad blood in our system, our brain, heb. So what I'm trying to tell you is a fact. And you would have to raise your frequency to think and to see something above your present frequency. But if you pay attention, that is going to help you to see what you were not seeing. All you have to do to not see is to ignore it, and then you won't see at all. But if you decide to look and try to understand, you will eventually see. So now, his continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink of our origins and rewrite our history books. That's true. That is true that this man is talking, because I see the need for us to write our own history. But these white people all over us, the way they do and the way we, you know, believe in the Bible and stuff like that, we won't know a thing. We won't do nothing. And they will always working hard at making you a sodomite person, because that's what they're doing. We should, you know, these people, if we know the truth, they would gone back to where they come from long time ago. But at the rate that we are, what you call it now, demented, it's hard. It's very hard. But the point is, what do we have to lose? Well, your spiritual value is the value that you have. You know, the way you think and the way you behave yourself. That's your value right there. You know, and if the Almighty have any interest in anybody, it would be somebody who is thinking and behaving. They would have an interest in you. But apart from that, no. I mean, it's just like people to people. If people don't treat you nice and stuff like that, what do you want to do with them? You know, and if you have a child and you didn't grow up the child well and the child turned bad and things like that, it's your fault. Because it's for sure the brain is made up for you to culture that child. And the child cannot come bad unless you don't do something right. Because they can't change what you put in their mind. Look at all these people turn us into Christianity and we can't come out of it. Well, so is your child. Your child that you grow up is going to be exactly what you grow them up to be, nothing else. You see, don't let nobody fool you, because this is the way it works. No? Yeah. That's the way it's gonna be, you know? Yes, that's the way it's gonna be. Grow up a child in the way they should grow. When they are whole, they cannot depart from it, you see. And that's a fact. That is a fact, my friend. And I am here and I'm trying to tell folks, and people don't like to get into this because your mind has to get lifted up, you know. Your mental orbit has got to raise up. But if you don't want to go there with your mind, you're not going to know anything. And you're going to be satisfied with what you are and stuff like that. Listen. Let's go to this next segment here. And let's hear a little of this Gilbert.
visit a nearby town, and climbing to the top, will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to ever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people saying, my God, that's enough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go on, 'cause I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to what wouldn't do, the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, put me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy, well, if He really does exist, why did He discern in my heart?
Condition of the world. We here are concerned with what we come and see. It's hard to see beyond the curtain that we don't know. And only if we read or we listen to a lecture on things of the past would we learn to appreciate what life is all about. But as long as we are, you know, filled with, let's say, like Christian concept, and that becomes oriented inside of your mind, and you don't see anything else, that's a hard, difficult thing. And what is humanity? What do we value? So that if you die and you believe foolishness, so what? Well, you know, I mean, it's just that in whatever way that a person who has a spiritual life after they're dead, you know, you would really like to die and have a good spirit over there on the other side. This is what we have at stake. Is to be a good person here and now so that
after you're over on the other side, you know, you will be okay. White people must be put out and not accept that white people own what anything you have. It's not true. It's just not true. It's not reality. I think to some of them, it's reality. And they might want to kill you, you know, if you tell them to get out. But look, a reasonable development of who you are, with the knowledge and everything, you'll be all right. You don't need to be worried about what white people might want to do. Once you create a situation that they must leave, they have to leave. Because what they are talking is a bunch of lies, and what they are hanging on to is not theirs. You see what I mean? It's not theirs, and they want to tell you it's theirs. No, you'd have to go back into history and prove what species they are. They, you know, nobody don't take them up with that. What kind of species they made up? Because the world history textbook tell you that. But if you don't know the knowledge how to get back into your real self, you can't move these white people, you know, and they will forever adjust and look like us and talk like us, and you can't get them out of here. They take on every piece of character that you have and emulate you, and that's it. That's it. But if we know, they will find their way back where they come from. You see what I mean? All right. Now, let me say this here. How hard it is for us to know that white people come from hominid primates? How hard is it for us to know? Hominid gay people violate kingship. Our government that's been in the world long before they can talk. They've been around long before us, long before the gods came to earth. But they didn't have no civilized life at all. None. Okay? And there's just no way they will see that we come back to our senses, and they would talk about they are, you know, they are ruling us. No, they wouldn't have a space to do that. No space at all to do that. And no, I am above thinking that foolishness that they're talking. You see what I mean? Because the truth is the truth. When you talk the truth, you take it or leave it. So now, yes. All right. So, okay. Yes. So I'm telling you, the truth, in most cases, is going to sound like it doesn't make any sense, because you're not accustomed to hearing it and to fashion it into your thinking. So, I am telling you what I know. White people don't want us cover our existence. They don't want you. They want you to go to church where they indoctrinate you with their faggot concept, homosexual concept. Because that's what white people want us to become. Sodomite. And I'm telling you, but it's scary. But what I'm telling you is true. A few people find out, and, you know, they're trying to, like, replenish their mind with civilization too.
All right. So I'm telling you that they are hominids. They are not human like us. And up to you to deal with the information that I'm telling you. It is the world history textbook I get it from, and prehistory Sumerians. Hominid gay. Right? You call them people, they're not really people. Hominid gay people. You know, but you know, I mean, they look and talk like us until, and you know. But if you really know, white people are not human beings, and what they get is criminal act they use to be talking and looking like us, okay? 100,000 years ago. Can't say I don't tell you that. And if you have any question to ask me, my delight is to answer that. They have cut off a lot of my programs and do not let people hear them. But listen, I am not, you know, I am very resentful to them doing it, but I'm not going to I'm not going to get out of myself because of that, because things have a way to work out. So I'm telling you, they have turned the civilized world into a sodomite world. That's what happened. And they now want us to believe that they are the ones who are civilized and we are not. Well, it's not going to happen anymore because the truth has come out and people going to eventually take to the truth anyway. Yeah. They violate our kingship law by their 1220 AD theft. Kill civilized people. You see? AD Anno Domini 1220 is a criminal so-called government law that they create. They're not supposed to come into our territory, see them territorial law where them make. They can't rule over African people, and I'm telling you that. Okay? They don't rule over us. They don't have, I mean, divine law only come by the gods. I mean, these guys been here for millions of years and they couldn't talk. So where they now want to convince us? How can they convince us about anything? It means that the more backward we are, is the better it is for them. If we come to know and you talking and you know what you're talking about, them have to run and go about their business. We have government. We don't want white fucking people in our territory because it's harmful and dangerous to us to live with faggot white people. You don't understand that? Yeah, they want to be among us because them have their axe a grind. Yeah, don't you see? Admit Jesus with no date of birth. You know what I mean? I mean, you think these white people come and make up this kind of foolishness and we buy into it? Did homosexual wrote this story of Jesus? Are them write it? Is them right? It is not. It's not African people writing a Jesus story. The fools write gay law called 1220 AD Anno Domini. Right? A white people write this, and this is a law. If you are listening to me, people use this so-called law when we have laws on the books to prosecute criminals, and they go and make up their law no matter what. And we have universal law for the entire world, and they're talking about 1220 AD, but they know that we have lost our senses. If we don't know the truth, we won't know that we lose our senses, right? And if you can find out, then you can fix your brain, you know, by learning the truth. They think that they are the civilized, anthropological, wise, sapien. That's how the white people think. But they come from hominid, monkey. See, there's nothing they can do about it because that's what it says. Yes. I can only tell people what I know. So it goes on to say, based on the 2,000 years they claim to rule us, they seem fully concerned I don't know what this word is. Seem to fully concern.
Just a second. Hello.
Okay, now, yes, they seem fully concerned. They are powerful enough to do whatever they need to keep up with the Inquisition criminal ruling. That's what the law that they make to do, and is that we must understand what these sodomites, who they are, the white people. They are not human like us, but they have got themselves in a position where they are talking. Okay? It's a criminal act that they do to our foreparents. And by so, we all today, our brain are infected. So we don't use no more than about 10% of our brain. You don't understand? So you can read and blah, 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 but how many things you really are shut out from. If you don't understand that, you know, I mean, you're not going to find your way up the hill at all. You see what I mean? But it is true. If you look and see how we come to be ruled by white people, it's because something wrong with us. It's for us to understand it's a serious thing. We can't live careless with our lives. Because we are a mixed group, mixed race, mixed species, okay? And if we don't live right and go mingle up with other type of a taxonomic, and because of your sex and stuff like that, you know, I mean, the sex there is something that we must have good sense about. You see what I mean? Because it is easy for sex to drag your life through the mud. You see what I mean? Because you can't do without sex. And you, to have the right relationship and have, you know, and, you know, keep your intimacy the way you should, you know, it takes discipline. You have to have good sense. Otherwise, you're all over the place with it. You have to want the right life so as to think about and plan on having that right life. But otherwise, you will be all over the place. Now, so white people think they are powerful enough because we turn idiots, you know, and them do anything they want. They are powerful. They don't hear us talking the truth and make them hear what bother them or something like that and expose them. They don't hear us doing that. No, they say we are afraid of them. You don't be afraid of somebody who you are superior to, because if them come from apes and we come from humanity, they want to tell, they turn you fool and tell you, say, you are not human and them are human, and you believe it. You know what I mean? So if you don't learn the right thing, you'll be all over the place. They are not. They are only powerful because we turn idiot. See? So they are, they think they are powerful enough to do whatever they need to keep up, whatever they need to keep up with the Inquisition, criminal ruling over the Elohim, God's creation people. You see what I mean? There's nobody above us. And if we don't know that, these sodomite people them make law for married to a man, and they scatter the society of the earth so that you don't really know who is who and all them kind of thing. That them do. If we don't come together and get our senses right, nothing is going to change. Nothing is going to change. Realizing that they spring from evolution of hominid primate species, and that nothing can change that. Nothing can change that fact. That's what it is. And I'm telling you the fact. In the end, once the hybrid reside. Yes. Once the hybrid people reside and act, right? Reside and act in the right way. Nothing can change. You see, not realizing that they spring from evolution of hominid primate species, and that nothing can change. That fact in, nothing can change that fact. Nothing can change that fact. As long
long as as long as we as long as we stay in the right path. As long as we stay in the right path, nothing is going to change. In the end, once the hybrid people once the hybrid people reside in civili reside in civility. Reside in civility. We will get over the mental obscurity. Read information the right way. To UNDERSTEND, the right way to understand. FACT, to understand facts. Not as the white primate hominid who will take their flight. When the truth when the truth spoken and the truth spoken because they're spoken of their uncivilized uncivilized action. Of their uncivilized action. The anti-village action. That overwhelm them. It will end. That will end their fallacy. Okay. And here we have that you have here. Even the year is birth is not explicitly named in the Gospels, but most scholars believe that he was born between 6 and 4 BC, which is a few scholars favoring. No, they want to prove a point that they have something going on, because we are still in a coma and we don't know the truth and how to represent ourselves. And that, you know, just like people run away from lizard, you know, and you run away from lizard because what? You're afraid of lizard. And even when the lizard is not coming after you, you're running away from them. All these kind of stuff, man, we have these perils that we have. That simply because our brain has been tampered with and we don't know. We don't grow up, we go down. Okay, it says, yeah, answer, top answer. We neither know the day or the year when one deduce that he was born. See, they don't know nothing about the Jesus, you know, when they talk about Jesus, you know, die for your sin and all them kind of foolishness. Christian calendar. No, Christians celebrate the conception of Jesus on the 25th. On the 25th March, and his birth on 25th December. These dates are traditional. Yeah, they don't stand for nothing, and we believe it. No one knows for certain when Jesus was born. Yes, still, they write prophecy about Jesus and nothing don't fulfill, and we are, you know, I mean, things are very, very bad with us, you know, see. All right, I want to thank you for tuning into the program and hope that I say something that makes some sense to you. You know, I'll just talk the things that I know make sense. You know, and I just hope that more of us will pay attention to the information that benefits us, okay? So you take good care. Huh? Let's see what happened here. Thank you.
when I'm standing beside you, there's a fever burning deep inside. Is there another in your memory? Do you think of that someone when you hear that special melody?
Mm-hmm.